And hello, it's Daniel. Lovely to have your company on the home stretch. Of course, we do it thanks to Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. Each and every Tuesday around this time, we catch up with Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Another lovely day in paradise or something like that.
Well, so they keep telling us. I'm not sure. It's a bit cold.
Chilly. The sun has shone though today, so that's been a positive.
That is true. All right, let's get into some opportunities for volunteering, obviously, when things start to reopen, essentially. But the first one is the Kangaroo Flat Uniting Emergency Relief Centre.
That's right. And our friends out at Kangaroo Flat, the Relief Centre will be very busy people at the moment, I imagine. And they'll be also looking for some more volunteers when the current lockdown lifts. So if anyone's interested in helping in the storeroom with packing and distributing food parcels, they're welcome to contact Max at the Uniting Church in Kangaroo Flat. And I believe that the Bendigo Centre has closed, so that does mean there'll be a little bit more extra pressure on Kangaroo Flat. So anyone who'd like to give Max a hand, just let us know. Well, and of course our animals, our wildlife. And so the Wildlife Rescue and Information Network is looking for some people to help out there, and especially with answering the telephones, because unfortunately in this wintry weather, especially on those foggy days, sometimes animals and cars come to grief.
True.
So if anyone would like to help with that, please contact Brenda on 0419 582 102.
That is 0419 582 102. Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, joins us this afternoon, as she does each and every Tuesday around this time. Helen, the Eagle Hawk Community House is seeking some volunteers.
Yes, that's right. Eagle Hawk Community House, a great team out there who are always cooking up food and meals for people, but always looking for some other volunteers who would like to help come and prepare and cook up some meals, some yummy food to deliver out to people who are doing it a bit tough at the moment. So if anybody is interested, please contact Tracy at the community house. Or also our friends at the Bendigo Friends and Financial Services, assisting people in central Bendigo with food parcels, budgeting, and people who perhaps don't quite get the bills to work out right, and they have a NILS program, so data entry, all sorts of opportunities there. And anyone who's interested can contact Craig, probably leave a message at the moment on 5441 5277, or of course you can link with our website for that sort of information.
Yep, that number 5441 5277. Now, Helen, you wanted to send a huge shout out firstly to the selfless people like doctors, nurses, emergency service workers who are keeping us safe. But not only that, you wanted to talk about, and this is great because sometimes we forget about our neighbour, like we normally would say, g'day, how you doing? You know, just have that friendly chat, but might be an opportunity to get to know your neighbour a little bit more in these trying times.
Yes, I agree. And I think at the moment, because everybody is getting a bit tired from COVID, it's about, we've been promoting the five ways of well-being. And I think today, just want to reflect on the importance of connect and connecting to people. And yes, I think we do need to reflect and say, a cheers out to the doctors, nurses, emergency services, and anybody like that who does keep us safe. But yes, we can all play a part in this, Daniel, in, as you said, checking on our neighbours, helping with shopping, medical supplies, even putting out the rubbish bins, helping to weed a garden. And I think when we are allowed out for our 2 hours of fresh air and sunshine and go for a walk, smile, and even smile behind your mask and greet people in a positive way and make the most. And just, you know, because some people are doing it tough, and so it's a great opportunity to still connect with people and help others, you know. And you can help and reach out to people who are further than the 5Ks with their telephone calls and computers, and just sending a message and doing a bit of good for everybody in the community.
Yeah, very true, especially as you say, these trying times. I've mentioned before about our neighbours. I've often talked to them over the fence, been, you know, how are you doing? Well, you know, all that sort of stuff. But you just never know. Like, they might turn around and say, you know what, you want to, you know, pop out the front and have a chat, and all of a sudden you're sitting in the driveway, they're sitting in their driveway, and you're having a good chat in the beautiful weather that we had, well, especially on Sunday. It looks like we're going to get some more beautiful weather over the next couple of days, and that's always a good thing as well.
Well, that's right, and I think, yeah, we don't know how other people are feeling. There are a lot of people who live on their own, and so therefore are feeling that sense of loneliness. So it doesn't cost us much to say hello.
No, very.
Sometimes we will feel better as well after we've said hello.
Now, I'd love to say hello more, Helen, but I sadly have to say goodbye for this afternoon. Really do appreciate your time as always, and we'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you very much. And, of course, if you do want to find out any further details, just Google volunteering Bendigo and it'll all pop up. We'll also have the details on our website as well. It is Gold Central Victoria, the home stretch.